Chapter 40. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him, being bound in chains among all the captives of Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God pronounced this evil on this place, and the Lord has brought it, and done according as he spoke. Because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing has come on you. Now behold, I loose you this day from the chains which are on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well after you. But if it seems ill to you to come with me into Babylon, behold, all the land is before you, and where it seems good and right to you to go, go there." "Go back then," he said, "to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wherever it seems right to you to go." So the captain of the guard gave him food and a present, and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and lived with him among the people who were left in the land. Now when all the captain of the forces who were in the fields, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the governor in the land, and had committed to him men and women and children, and of the poorest of the land, of those who were not carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan the sons of Kareah, and Sariah the son of Tahumeth, and the sons of Aphai, the Netulophite, and Jezaniah, the son of the Maccathite, they and their men. Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore to them and to their men, saying, "Don't be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, behold, I will dwell at Mizpah, to stand before the Chaldeans who shall come to us. But you, gather your wine and summer fruits and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that you have taken." Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab, and among the children of Ammon, and in Edom, and who were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, then all the Jews returned out of all places where they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits in great quantity. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were in the fields, came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, and said to him, "Do you know that Baalis, the king of the children of Ammon, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to take your life?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, didn't believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, "Please let me go, and I will kill Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Why should he take your life, that all the Jews who are gathered to you should be scattered, and the remnant of Judah perish?" But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said to Johanan the son of Kareah, "You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely of Ishmael."